My name is Wayne G. Price. I'm 58 years old.
My name is Sherry Rakers Price. I'm 57 years old.
My wife and I, she came into my life right after I sobered up. And we have dedicated our whole life and business to creation of monuments. And the next one we're going to do is also going to be what we call a healing totem. They became a healing totem as a result of a vision in a sweat lodge that led to my recovery. The creator told me I had to do a few things. They said I had to make a healing dugout and a healing totem. These monuments, I'm taking the art to where we're using monuments to bring awareness. You know, we think of the healing totem we did in Whitehorse. It was 40 feet. And that was that's the only monument for the awareness of the boarding schools and residential schools in the United States and Canada and Australia. I'm a descendant of boarding school. And my dad went to the Wrangell Institute. And these were not very great places, but we did the healing totem in the Yukon. Said, this is our past. This is what happened to us. It is not a good story. This is the present. He said, there's only one race. It's the human race today. And we're all here now. And we're all being aware of each other. And it has to, if there's going to be a healing in America, it has to be acknowledged what happened. And it was the government backed through faith-based religion for the destruction of First Nation people, colonization. And until that happens, then this wound will never heal.
Did you grow up knowing about boarding schools?
My dad talked about it, and there were some good experiences. So, there's some people that went far. And Al Kukesh went all the way to Congress and the White House. He's from Angoon. And he said it was a great experience. He got his education. You know, so there were good stories as well. A lot of the issues that are in Indian country now are a direct result from what happened to them through the boarding schools. It'll keep coming back. You know, the suicide rate in Alaska is the highest in all the nation. And majority of that is Native people. There's definitely something going on. And there has to be an awakening. And there has to be an apology. It has to be recognized what really happened instead of not being talked about. It has to be talked about. Mm-hmm. And then a healing can occur.
I know growing up in school, I never heard of a residential school or boarding school until I knew you. I grew up as a non-Native person in a non-Native community, and people don't know. I remember asking my mom, because the town we lived in was called Waldwick. Did I ever tell you about that? Waldwick means light in the woods. And I asked her, she said, oh yes, that was the name of when the Indian people lived here. Waldwick meant light in the woods. And I said, well, where are those Indian people? She's like, I don't know, honey. I don't know. And I wonder if more people did know, it would be a bigger voice to demand that apology. I wish more people did know.
I don't have the answer. I just know that you can sit by the totem and feel something.
Yeah, I do.
If you feel it. If you knew nothing about it, you could sit there and you'll still feel something. At the end of the vision in the sweat lodge, the creator told me, he said, when you hear the songs of your ancestors coming across the water, sung by young people, I'm done. And when we did the dugout in the Yukon, and the kids paddled away, singing, I looked at my wife and I said, there it is. I have lived to see my vision complete.
You're a lucky man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like Joe David said, was a lot of people have visions, are granted a vision. Not very many of them see it through. I saw it through, and I'll still see it through.